It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Renee Montaigne is in England reporting on climate change today. This is an anniversary that the White House might prefer to forget, and an anniversary that its critics will not. 4 years ago today, President Bush declared an end to major combat operations in Iraq. He stood in front of a banner reading "Mission Accomplished." Let's take a moment on this day to catch up on developments in Iraq and in Washington. We begin with NPR's Mike Schuster in Baghdad.
4 years of war have not been kind to the city of Baghdad, or for most of Iraq for that matter. Most of Baghdad's residents are still without electricity for much of the day. Drivers still must wait in endless lines for gasoline. Sewage seeps into the streets in many of the city's neighborhoods. And dozens of bodies arrive in Baghdad's morgue every night, shot in the head and tortured. Over the years, the city has become a huge fortress and a patchwork of smaller fortresses. The Green Zone that houses the Iraqi government and the operations of the United States here sports ever higher and thicker layers of protection, bulwarks of dirt-filled barricades, endless snaking coils of razor wire, thousands of 7-ton concrete blast walls. Neighborhoods across the city are similarly blockaded. When concrete is not available, residents cut down Baghdad's ubiquitous date palm trees, saw them up into huge conical sections, and use them to block off streets, at least from automobiles, which all too often carry explosives and the killers intent upon using them. Bombs go off every day, many of them detonated by suicide killers, the insurgency's precision-guided weapon. And the bombs get bigger and bigger, trucks loaded with explosives that can take down a bridge. Chlorine gas trucks have become the insurgents' chemical weapon. Don't get the idea that all of this has kept the residents of Baghdad from doing the things that most people do everywhere, like going to work or school or to the market. Unfortunately, that's where many of the bombs go off, especially in markets or bus stations where people cannot avoid large crowds. 4 years ago, the Sunni insurgency was estimated at 5,000 fighters. Now it's grown to 25,000. 4 years ago, the Shiite militias stood at 5,000. Now they may be as many as 50,000 strong. The U.S. military force is approaching 170,000. It's hard to imagine these 4 years of major combat operations ending anytime soon. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.